Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought on Siouxland Public Media. This is Adrian Colbeau, and today I have the pleasure of sitting down with Tyler Ryder, who is with the Steins and Vines Beer and Wine Festival that's coming up here in Sioux City on February 17th. Welcome, Tyler.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. At the same time here, I've also got Brad Lepper with Stone Brew, a local coffee purveyor. And we're going to be chatting with him here in a little bit here. Welcome, Brad.
Thanks for having me here.
Okay, so Tyler, let's talk a little bit about Steins and Vines. This Beer and Wine Festival has been around for how long?
This will be our fourth year this year.
Okay, so 4 years in Sioux City, and it's down at the Convention Center, right? The Sioux City Convention Center?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about how this got started.
How it got started is I love craft beer. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'd always go into the store and buy a six-pack of it, and then you take it home, and you like it or you don't, and then you either have five beers left sitting in your fridge, or, you know, you drink the whole six-pack, and you go try it again.
Right.
Same thing with wine, you know, and then a couple years ago, the second year, we actually added coffee. And this year, we're also going to add a couple energy drink booths. So it's kind of the same thing with all of them is, you know, they're all kind of intimidating. You know, do you want to buy a full bottle of wine, you know, a six pack of beer, a different latte, you know, a new energy drink without knowing, because you take one drink, you don't like it, and then, you know, you've kind of wasted the money.
Right.
What am I going to do next? So this is a great opportunity to sample and find new products that you're going to like when you go into the store, or, you know, when you go to Stone Brew or whatnot.
Okay, so these festival events have become super popular, and this is kind of our chance here in Sioux City to take part in something that's very it's focused on local brands, right? Both beer, wine, coffee, and then you've also added energy drinks as well, right?
Yep, that's correct. And yeah, that's the one thing is I saw these events, and there's a lot of them that are kind of national events going around and putting them on, and so they come to town. You know, they make the money and then they leave, where this is more of a local focus. It's a local company here in Sioux City. And so we try to make it as local as we can with, you know, all the products, the different wineries that come. We have a number of different Iowa wineries that come that are local wineries that you can go to, you know, on a weekend. The same thing with the beer. We don't have near as many as, you know, the other side of the state does, but we still try to keep it as local as we can. We have some of the Des Moines breweries coming, you know, obviously the two here in Sioux City, Brew City Brewery, which is really new out of Marty's Tap, and then Jackson Street. So yeah, we try to keep it as local as we can, but you also have to go outside the horizons a little bit with the beer and the wine and bring in the big ones, your Sam Adams, your Lina Kugels, you know, your Deschutes and stuff like that.
Okay. So we're catering to people that might have an interest in discovering new beers, but we're also, we got the greatest hits that are represented there as well. Some of the more drinkable and recognizable beer and wine brands. And certainly a recognizable coffee brand here in Sioux City is Stone Brew. So Brad, tell us a little bit about Stone Brew and about the approach to coffee with that brand.
Well, absolutely. We started down on Gordon Drive at the corner of Stone and Gordon, just down the road from the radio station here. And really focused on organic, locally roasted, fresh coffee. Mm-hmm. So all the coffee that you will get at a Stone Brew is roasted right here in Sioux City. So the local aspect of it is really important to us. And we've been working with Tyler and Steins and Vines for coming on 3 years now. And we just love the event. It's a great atmosphere, great vibe. It's a great social event where people are just standing around. You get a group of friends, go from table to table, and just try things that you maybe never had a chance to.
Yeah.
And that includes coffee. If you always get a vanilla latte and you've always wondered what some of the other drinks are, it's a great opportunity to come over to the booth and try something new.
Great. So I love that. I love that aspect of these festivals where you've got, you know, just an opportunity to really expand your palate, expand your knowledge base by interacting with brand representatives, right? These are people that are advocates for their own products, but they're also advocates just for the industries that they're a part of in general, right?
That's exactly right. Like you go up to some of these different breweries or wineries and, you know, even the coffee, and you can ask so many more questions about it. You see it in the store, you know, and you read it, and maybe you're a porter person or an IPA person. But when you get to talk to that representative, they can tell you more about it. What's really in there? What are the flavors you're going to taste? You know, what's the end flavor? What are you going to taste at the beginning? Mm. Especially with wine, there's so many different flavors that can come out of a bottle of wine. You know, there's different times where if you, you know, have a little chocolate with it, it's going to bring out a different flavor than what, you know, it's going to taste like if you don't have chocolate. So you're able to talk to the representatives there and get everything about, you know, that product that you like. So next time when you buy a bottle and you take it home, or a six pack and you take it home, you know, you kind of know what to do with it. And speaking of that too, you know, we have different seminars, you know, that talk about pairings, and, you know, this food goes with this wine, or this food goes with this beer. And so, you know, it's just a whole atmosphere to kind of, you know, learn about the products you like.
Yeah. And if you're a local home brewer or something, you know, so that, is there a component to Steins and Vines that is kind of catered towards that subset of people?
Definitely. Those guys love this type of event because they can go there and they can talk to the guys, you know, they brew in their garage, but these, you know, like the brewmaster from West O is going to be there, and Jackson Street, yeah. Dave's going to be there. So they can talk to them and ask questions about, hey, I've tried this at home and I didn't, you know, hit this. So maybe they can pick the brains of, you know, the bigger brewmasters and kind of learn, you know, a few more tricks to try next time they brew a batch in their garage.
Right. And so on the level of, you know, brewing at home, obviously items that are brewed, we think of, first and foremost, probably beer. You added coffee to the list here. So we've got Stone Brew, Habitué, and Sprinkles. It'll be available there. So
That's exactly okay, right.
So if people are wanting to learn more about coffee and about how to become more involved and, you know, have a better sense of what makes a great cup of coffee at home, this would be a great opportunity for them as well.
Yep, that's exactly right. Just like with the beer and wine, coffee is the same thing. You know, a lot of people like to try the different fancier type drinks at home. And that's the thing, you know, you can talk to Brad about that kind of stuff, Habitué and Sprinkles, about, you know, different ideas that they could try at home to, you know, work something up, or, you know, that kind of thing.
And the big thing that we love about it is it supports local people. It really, you know, we have the national brands there represented, but the local people really get a chance to, you know, stand side by side with the national brands and shine. And I think takes away some of that mystery of, hey, this is local. Is it as good as what I'm used to? And you can see that, yeah, this really is a good quality product, and let's give these local businesses a shot.
Yeah, support local. And we are all about that here at Siouxland Public Media. And one of the big benefits of this event over the last 4 years is the philanthropic efforts and providing some opportunities to earn revenue and bring in some donations to our local charities. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, each year we've partnered with a couple nonprofits to help us out. It takes a lot of people to put this on, you know, the day before setting up as well as the day of. We're running around like crazy trying to do things. So we thought, let's bring in a couple nonprofits to help us out, give us a few more hands, a few more volunteers to help with things. This year, it's going to be the Cosmopolitan Club of Siouxland. They've kind of been a staple the last couple of years. One of the things we do to help raise money is we sell the pretzel necklaces. And they actually came up with this little gadget that helps make those quicker. So after they kind of did that, they've been a kind of a staple the last couple of years to help us. And then the Ronald McDonald House this year is also going to be a part of it. So yeah, we all actually give back to charities. Mm-hmm. We actually, this was our second year of our charity tap takeover. We actually did an event at Old Chicago on Wednesday night that one of our local breweries, Keg Creek out of Glenwood, came in. And that everything from that night actually went to those two nonprofits. So at the end of the event, we'll be able to present them a check, which is pretty substantial. Check. The past couple of years, we've raised over $20,000 for these local charities. So it's really nice to give back to the community that way as well.
That's awesome. Drinking for a cause, which is, you know, just a cherry on top for sure.
Yep.
So we've heard about the nonprofits. We've heard about some of the benefits, you know, as far as like the educational opportunities. And again, I'm sitting down with Tyler Ryder and Brad Lepper. We're talking about the Steins and Vines Beer and Wine Festival happening on February 17th at the Sioux City Convention Center. Walk us through from, you know, the purchase of a ticket, how this event runs.
Yeah, so basically what you do is, you know, you get your tickets and you come in and you get a taster glass. The Iowa law says you can only have a 2 ounce sample of beer and a 1 ounce sample of wine. And that's where a lot of people are like, well, I want more. That's that's not us. That's, you know, that's the state laws. So, right. You know, we have those lines on the glasses. So you get your sample glass, what you get to keep after the event, and you get to go around and get the samples of the different beer. You know, if you're a dark beer person, if you're a light beer person, if, you know, you're a wine person or a coffee person, whatever it might be, you get that sample glass, and then you get to go in and experience the samples of each one. If it's something you like, you're not pouring out a six-pack. You're pouring out, you know, maybe another ounce into the bucket, and then rinse out your cup and try it again. So, yeah, there's... You know, it's a really big just tasting and, you know, sampling the different things. And, you know, that's where the pretzels come in, too. You make take one sample, eat a pretzel, cleanse that palate, mm-hmm. and, you know, try something else.
Okay. Is there any food available on site, or is it kind of a once the event concludes, hit the streets, go out on 4th and find some quality food out there in Sioux City?
That's a big part of it as well. 4th Street has absolutely loved our event, mm-hmm. You know, because it's taken them a lot of business after it. The VIP tickets, which are sold out, you know, include light appetizers from Sneaky's Chicken. But after that, there is some food there that they can purchase at the convention center concession stand. And there's a couple other samples that will be around. You know, Habitue a lot of times bring some cake samples. Sprinkles might bring some donut samples. You know, there'll be a nut guy there with some different peanut stuff, Palmer's candies, chocolate and wine. So, you know, there'll be some samples there. But yeah, afterwards, a lot of people go downtown and, you know, get some more local food from some of the local restaurants down there.
Well, I personally love anything that's bringing traffic into Sioux City. And driving, you know, beer, wine, food, coffee culture, here in Siouxland. So this event is awesome in my mind. And, how do you get tickets? Is it it's an online deal, purchase them online, or can you purchase them at some of the local businesses?
Yeah, there's a couple, options to do that. You can get them at some of our local sponsors, M's on 4th, Clyde's Grill and Pub, Blue Ribbon Tap, Downtown Liquor, and Old Chicago here in Sioux City. And then Corkett and Lamar's, and then you can also get your tickets online at steinsvines.com. And you can also get all the details there that tell you a little bit about each ticket. The only tickets we have left are general admission. Like we said, the VIP sold out in about a week, and we're on pace to sell out before the event. So tickets are a little bit cheaper if you get them in advance. It's $25 for general admission in advance. If we have any left, it's $35 day of show. So you're going to save $10 anyway by getting them in advance. And then plus, you know, you have a ticket to get in the door.
Awesome. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to say about Steins and Vines? I personally, like I said, and you know, I think everyone in Sioux City can get behind this. These types of festivals are just the type of thing that we need here in Sioux City, and we're so glad that this has been going on. Hopefully it goes on for years to come. But again, this is Steins and Vines Beer and Wine Festival. I've been sitting down with Brad Lepper of Stonebrew, who is a participant. His team is a participant and a vendor at the event, as well as Tyler Ryder, who has been the Steins and Vines manager, I would say, mm-hmm. For the last 4 years.
Yep.
Thanks, guys, for coming on the show.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Absolutely. This has been Food for Thought on Siouxland Public Media. Be sure to tune in every Friday after the news around 12:10 p.m. For updates from local food, beverage, and other items here in Siouxland. We'll catch you next time.